Good morning. So while I was getting ready for this table talk, I was thinking a lot about next Sunday, the communion Sunday that we're having, and I really wanted to think about what communion meant to me, why it's important, why I partake in it every week. The church I used to go to, we did it once a month, and so it was, if I wasn't there that particular Sunday, I would sometimes go 2 or 3 months without taking it, and quite frankly, without even thinking about it. Since being here at LifeSpring and we do it every week, it's very different for me, and wondering why do I take it every week? Why is it important? And so this is kind of where my mind took me and what I reflected on. I'll be reading from Romans 8, 38, and 39. This is the Message version as well. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. As I think about this, I just thought about the hope that I find in that, the hope that I find in Christ's love for us. And I love the way that this version says that Jesus has embraced us. It's not just that he loves us, but he embraces us. And so I wrote down that what a hope I find in that. Blood families come and go, friends come and go, differences separate people, but God is constant in his love. There is a comfort that comes with knowing that to my core. A similar comfort comes in sharing a meal together on Sundays, knowing that this is a place where we can return to and be welcomed to. So with that, please, as a family, let's enjoy this meal together.